We now welcome to the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Sig.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a hard-fought game for your team at West Virginia. You come up a little short, 20-13, as you've gone back and looked at that game. Give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, you know, I thought we were relentless. We played with great effort. I thought we played with really good poise. We were resilient. I mean, the guys really flew around. You know, we played very disciplined. We only had two penalties. You know, we outrushed West Virginia 173-34. And, you know, normally when that happens, you're going to win the football game. But, you know, we were 0-4 in the turnover ratio, which, you know, that's an area we've always taken great pride in. And so, you know, obviously that's a huge minus. And when you're 0-4 in a turnover ratio, you know, normally that game's not going to be that close. You know, we fumbled a punt, fumbled a drive, you know, in the plus 35 area, and had a blocked field goal. You know, we're up 7-3 in the second quarter, could make it 10-3. And then, you know, had an interception when we're down 13-10 with about 10 minutes to go in the game on, you know, first play of the series. So, you know, those four turnovers led to 13 points. And, you know, that was the biggest difference in the game right there. But, you know, I was very proud of the effort. Obviously, the guys were disappointed that we didn't come out with the W. Everyone expected the win. And but, you know, all eyes now are on St. Francis.
Got several media questions in queue. If you'll get the first one for us, Rusty.
We have Dave Thomas from ESPN Radio from Harrisburg. Your line's open.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. Let's talk about your running backs because that was a focus of your offense coming in, just how you thought they handled the big stage, especially Solomon, who found you the end zone.
Yeah, well, we played four running backs, you know, Solomon, Percy, Juwan, and Austin, and we ran the ball really, really well in the first half. I thought we were getting great surge on the offensive line. We were pushing them back. The backs were running really well, making people miss, running with good pad level. And, you know, it was good to get everybody involved in the run game. And, you know, overall our production, you know, was good. And, you know, I did think that we got a little worn down up front on the second half. Their D-line started to win the one-on-one battles a little bit. But, you know, all in all, you know, I think it's something to build on. And, you know, I was pleased with the way the guys ran. You know, we're physical up front. We're pretty good assignment-wise in the run game. And, you know, aside from the fumble, you know, nobody's trying to fumble. And you know, that person, well, he'll bounce back from that. You know, it was a positive day in that area.
Coach, thanks for your time. See you soon.
Thank you.
Our next question from Wayne Epps from Richmond Times-Dispatch. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach. Demetri Holloway was one of the top tacklers in the country last year, led JMU in tackles by far last year. He's off to a fast start in that area after Saturday. So I just want to kind of get your opinion of, you know, watching him this year, the way he plays the game. What makes him such an effective tackler, a guy who's able to, you know, get around the field and make so many stops?
Yeah. Well, he's played a lot of football, and he's got really good instinct. And at that position, you know, instinct and the ability to tackle, you know, is everything. And, you know, ironically, you know, he came into camp with a pulled hamstring. And about the fourth or fifth day, we got him out there to practice. And this, his second day out there, he broke his hand. And he had a plate and screws put in. And, you know, he really didn't return to practice until Tuesday of the West Virginia game. So throughout most of camp, you know, I did not think he'd be available for the opener. We knew that he would be available for practice, would be cleared to play, but I didn't know if he'd be game ready. But as soon as he stepped in on Tuesday, it was like he hadn't missed a day. And he played a great game Saturday, and, you know, really proud of him. And he, you know, he's a key piece of that defense.
Okay, and with, you know, with your running backs, again, mentioning, you know, playing so many guys, having so many guys who can step up there, what's sort of your philosophy for divvying up the carries there with having so many guys who can perform?
Well, I mean, as we get going, it'll be who's got the hot hand. And, you know, in time, This picture will clear up. But I can tell you, like even down at Alabama, when we were really good running the football, you had to have three or four guys ready to go because, you know, those guys can go down. So I'm glad we got four guys that we can play. I think we've got one or two others in the program that could, we could probably also stick in there if we had some injuries. And, we'll just evaluate it daily and see how it plays out.
All right. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Greg Medea from the Harrisonburg. Your line is open.
Hi, Kurt. Just how would you kind of evaluate Ben's play Saturday? Did he make good decisions in the run game? It seemed like he was able to kind of do some of those things that I know you guys want to see from him in that aspect. How would you kind of evaluate his play first time out in your offense?
Well, you know, I thought he competed really hard. He made a lot of plays, not only with his arm but with his legs also. He was under duress in the second half a little bit. But, you know, our pass pro, we started to lose the one-on-one battles, and we had two critical missed assignments on pass protection. There were two or three times, where his eye sequences, where he wasn't looking maybe where he should have been looking in the pass game, which we've got to get that cleaned up. And really on the interception, that should have been a 15-yard gain. We're just, we're not looking where we should have looked. So, we've got to clean up the negative plays, but in terms of a guy that, competes, he played with a lot of heart and he made a lot of plays.
Thank you.
Our next question from Noah Ziegler from Breeze. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Now that we've had a few days since the game to kind of think about and digest what happened, what are some things that you want to work on in practice before the St. Francis game on Saturday?
Well, I thought we played really well on defense. We flew around, we rallied the ball, we only missed five tackles. We stuffed the run. We hit the quarterback six times. The big thing there would be, the first play of the second half, they came out with a little different formation and motion. And, we didn't make the adjustment. We had a busted coverage and they had a 41-yard gain. And then on the winning touchdown, they changed personnel groupings. We had a call in originally, so we changed the call. The call did not get communicated. And so the boundary side of our coverage, they were in the wrong coverage. We had a coverage bust, and which led to an easy touchdown. Otherwise, we got to play covered. So, I think just communication and continuing to cut down on, missed assignments. We didn't have that many on defense, which I was really pleased with. We simplified our package, and we freed the kids up to play. Offensively, I think we ran the ball fairly well. We've got to protect the quarterback better. He's got to have confidence in the protection so he can sit back there and go through his progression. And, we want to have more production out of our pass game. Obviously, ball security, not only on offense, but, on special teams. We dropped the first punt of the game. It was really not a very good decision to try to field the punt and gave them possession of the ball, around the 35-yard line. Our defense did a great job, with the sudden change. They missed the field goal. And, the blocked field goal was very disappointing to me because our field goal has been excellent in camp. Our kicker's been great. And, on the right side at right guard and right tackle, we just, we didn't do the right thing. That was disappointing. So we got to get that firmed up. To the kids' credit, we did come back, kick a couple more field goals, afterwards, and were successful. So, all in all, I was really pleased with the way the guys played and the way that we competed, our effort. And they never, ever gave in, even till the very end. We got the ball back there at the end and got the ball down to the 38 with 42 seconds to go. And, there was a holding call, which set us back. It was really kind of a tough call, to be honest with you. We just want to go out there every day and improve, keep improving, make sure we got the right focused in on the here and now, because I think everybody understands we have a chance to be a good football team. But right now we're an 0-1 football team seeking its first win on Saturday.
Our next question
Thank you, Coach.
All right, Kurt. Thanks so much for taking time with us here this morning. Good luck Saturday against St. Francis, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you.